take up every bit of that fence. You can't drive now one of them out there. He ain't going out. Uh-huh. You got to go in there and catch him.
Uh-huh. Got it.
You'll just run right up to him. A whole bunch can get right up here to him and get all the way around him and get up that where that fence was. Not where it's at, not where it has been. Mm-hmm. He'll run over you. He'll run over half a dozen. Mm-hmm. He ain't going out of there. Mm-hmm. Well, I got tickled at a man. Come up here and want to borrow my trailer. Want to carry his hogs over. Mm-hmm. And I never thought to tell him. I was fixing to use it. Mm-hmm. Well, he said, I come to borrow your trailer, but I see you fixing to use it. I had some hogs I wanted to carry over. Ah, wait a minute here. You can get the trailer. No, so you fixing to use it. Wait a minute here. That trailer's mine. And I said, I could have done you. Uh-huh. And I said, you ain't got one. I said, I can use this trailer tomorrow. I didn't have it about an hour to work. Oh, I said, if you ain't got that, I said, I'll be back in about an hour. And he seen I was going to make him take it in the hound. So, well, he said, I'll be back. He said, I won't be gone for a while. Well, about sundown, he broke that trailer back and had gotten that hog out. He was going to drive them hogs out. Well, I could have told him he wouldn't. Uh-huh. But I didn't know it when he was. Mm-hmm. I thought he was going. Now, he could have built him a little pen in the, out there on the inside and throw some feet down. Mm. But he couldn't get them hogs. What the hell did he? But I could have told him he wasn't going to get his hog out.
I didn't know that. That's kind of interesting.
But he says he don't do it. Uh-huh. Now, way on after a while, he'll find out. You don't bother. Mm-hmm. But in several days, it won't be too long. But you ain't gonna get him out there today. You can take it down today and he ain't coming out there. Mm-hmm. But they'll eventually find out it ain't there, but it takes a long time. A fella come in here hunting. Mm-hmm. With he come from Atlanta down here. Brought a pack of beagles. Rabbit hunt. Well, he got all of his dogs but one. And she got in that field right there. There wasn't that shelter in there. Well, he never could find her. And after he told him to look for her. And after he left, I seen that dog out there in that field. And I know it rained for weeks at a time, and you could see that dog going across that field. Mm-hmm. And that dog stayed at that field right there that whole winter.
Wow.
Not a shelter. It didn't matter what kind of weather it was, that dog had to take every bit of it. Mm-hmm. You see, these fox hunters, bird hunters, mm-hmm. They know, well, all dogs. That they know them fences. Mm-hmm. And now there's some of them. I had one here. After I taken the fence down back here, that dog would go. He'd go to the creek and go clear around this whole farm here mm-hmm. to get to the house. Mm-hmm. Now there wasn't no electric fence on the back. Mm-hmm. It was from the creek on up here and on down here. Mm-hmm. Well, that dog would go all the way around. Now, he knowed it.
Mm-hmm. Smart dog.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't no smarter than nothing else. Everything else knowed it too. Now, it ain't many times. Now, I don't know. Nine in something could get grounded on them and kill them. Mm-hmm. My neighbor up here got a cat